But you know, somewhere across the greater U.S. of A., our country as we call it, that's right, a town, village, or burg somewhere nestled is our town of the week. Here is Mike Arnold to tell you about it.
Yes. Named after the, yep, you guessed it, famed non-baseball Texas Rangers, Ranger Texas is sandwiched between Fort Worth and Abilene on Highway 20. The Ranger Camp was established in the late 1870s near beautiful Lake Hagaman in an Eastland County valley and was simply known as Ranger Camp Valley. In the summer of 1880, the camp deeded out the nearly 200 acres to Texas and Pacific Railway Company, and the population formally established the area as Ranger. Later that year, Ranger would name its first postmaster in general, James M. Davis. The town grew relatively quickly and forged a trade center with Stevens County, their neighbors to the north.
Sorry. I'm trying to write all this down.
Initially an agricultural town, the area suffered severe setbacks during the early century droughts. Poverty-stricken residents urged the town to reach out to Texas Pacific Coal and Oil to test the area for oil. And in October 1917, while someone was shooting for some food, the McCluskey...
Up through the ground came a bubble and crude.
That's right. The McCluskey number one rig came online and the town experienced a mammoth oil boom.
Sound effect.
Ooh, yeah. Producing nearly 1,700 barrels a day, the McCluskey was quickly joined by 21 other drilling sites, and work began on a Pacific pipeline. Ranger was considered an official boom town and incorporated in 1919.
Oh.
There's a downside to being a boomtown, though.
What is it?
Derrick fires, toxic fumes, oil field killings, and torrential rains dampened the mood in 2 short years, and the oil went bust. The Ku Klux Klan emerged from the wreckage in the early 20s, but quickly found opposition as they attempted to infiltrate local politics, and Ranger began to work on its post-Depression economic recovery.
Could you find a little lighter way of paying tribute to our town?
Well, it turns around. Yeah. It became a hub for goat and sheep ranging and crop cultivation, mainly peanuts. And the city opened up Ranger Junior College in 1926, which has become one of the largest employers today. So they turned things around. That's positive. The city has a population of 2,500 people and is home to Jesus Christ Superstar actor Ted Neely.
Oh, Ted Neely.
Yeah. Residents can cheer on the Ranger High Bulldogs. And that's our town of the week, Ranger, Texas.
All right. Thanks very much. Thank you, Arnold. We're calling randomly now to Ranger, Texas, and we have someone on the line here, thanks to Lyle's efforts. Ken Charman is on the line from Ranger. Hey, Ken, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Are we catch you at a busy time, or you have a few minutes?
Yeah, I got a few minutes.
Okay. What you off to from here?
Yard work.
Yard work?
Around the ranch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of yard work are you doing, Ken?
Mowing grass. We got a lot of rain here, so we're trying to keep up on, the hot grasses now.
Yeah. You got a riding mower or you got to do it by hand?
Riding mower.
Yeah. Do a big one?
Yeah. I got a big Kubota tractor, 8-foot shredder.
8-foot shredder? That's a big lawn.
Yeah. It's 170 acres.
Yeah. God, mine's scarcely an acre, my lawn. But it needs work. It's got a lot of crabgrass. And you have Creeping Charlie down in Texas?
Not that I've seen.
Ground cover? But you get that switchgrass that Bush was always talking about?
Some spots.
Yeah, but he said they're going to harvest that and sell it for biofuel or something. Have you heard anything about that?
No.
No.
We're counting something else for that.
Yeah. What do you grow on your farm there, Ken?
Weeds and fire ants.
Yeah, how's the market for that these days? Are they drawing a good price?
It's plentiful.
They're plentiful, yeah. I don't know if you heard Mike's description of Ranger, Texas, a little bit of history and what's happening now. Anything you want to add to that? Tell us about Ranger.
Well, there's a bunch going on now.
Yeah.
It's part of the Ranger Citizens Task Force.
Mm-hmm.
That we got together to improve the town and people who care and want to see it do well.
Mm-hmm.
Some roadside park, the interstate about to open up. Of course, you mentioned the McCluskey well site. We have a museum, of course, the college that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
We have a airport that's the third oldest in the state. It's got a grass field, and we have an air show coming up in October 3rd.
Oh, yeah?
We have a Roaring Ranger Day we host the third weekend in September every year. So any of your listeners are available then, stop on in.
Yeah. What is the nature of that event?
It's a big festival that we do. We try to go at larger each year. We have music, and, you know, vendors come in with either food or crafts and all that stuff. We have a car show and, you know, a bike run and all that kind of stuff.
That sounds great. Do you know the big name will be performing at that, or do you have?
This year we booked Bed and Lace, they're called. I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they're a group that goes around like an Old West kind of thing.
Oh, cool.
They shoot, you know, they have a little gun contest, you know, a shooting contest, of course, no bolt, but.
Yeah. Okay. Are you going to enter that contest, Ken? Are you a shooter?
Yeah, I haven't entered it, though.
Yeah.
But too busy taking care of, you know, vendors and making sure everybody's good and happy.
Yeah. So you got to organize that whole thing yourself?
No, it's the Ranger Citizens Task Force.
Yeah.
It.
Right.
You know, we put it on and you know, it's part of what the group does.
Yeah.
And, there's a paid that starts it off.
What's paid? Ken, are you from there yourself?
No, actually, I'm not. I'm from New Jersey.
You're from New Jersey.
Moved down years ago, and it has nothing to do with the Federal Witness Protection Program.
Well, we heard some of that, but maybe we shouldn't have heard all of it anyway, so that sounds pretty good. So you're from New Jersey, and you sound like you're pretty much not from New Jersey anymore.
No, I lost the accent.
Yeah, most of it. In fact, I don't hear any of it in there. That's pretty good. And well, that's good. What brought you down to Ranger in the first place? Job, opportunity, or?
No, just better way of life, you know. Mm-hmm. More room out for the kids and all that stuff. And like I said, I have a ranch, so I got four sons. Just better quality of life.
Yeah. And do you raise livestock, or?
Well, we did. We had cows and stuff, but then, you know, we kind of ran out of water, so sold the cows, and now we're getting some recent rains here that it's actually very beneficial. But when the tanks fill up, we'll get the cows back.
Yeah, okay. Well, Ken, I appreciate very much taking the time. I know you probably got a busy day there going on, and we got a little something for you for being so nice.
Yes, we'll be sending you Golden Goodness and a selection of handcrafted cheeses made without artificial growth hormones, animal enzymes, or genetically modified ingredients
from
Southwest Wisconsin's Cedar Grove cheese.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with those things. Those are good things. Thanks, Ken, very much. Ken Charman from Ranger, Texas, ladies and gentlemen, our Tom of the Week. All right, now, Mike, come on.
What?
What do you mean, what?
What am I doing? Oh,
You have to take the dart.
Yeah.
Graciously walk over to the audience and make a little small talk with them, meet people, and say, how you doing? Small talk, you know. There you go.
Small talk. Okay, we need somebody to throw the dart.
Take
Does
the dart
want to
with
throw,
you.
You want to throw the dart? Come on up.
Okay.
We have somebody coming up. I would push the applause button, but I'm not doing that. So, applause.
Get his name.
All right. What's your name?
Sawyer.
Sawyer? Yes, you were on earlier, weren't you?
Your family is dominating our show.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, do you have a problem with throwing a dart at this thing?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Do you throw darts, Sawyer?
Yeah.
Do you throw darts?
Not normally.
Okay. Well,
don't throw
we'll give it a shot.
Normally.
Come
just
over here and
just
aim in that direction and don't aim at me.
Wing
so
it hard.
Go ahead and throw it right now.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ooh,
Texas.
Let's see. Texas.
We
there we
never
go.
Leave
Do you want to come and see what it is? We can tell them what it is. Let's see here. Looks like it's
Universal City?
Yes, Universal City, Texas.
Sawyer, so, I got a T-shirt for you. It's
applause.
A little big.
Free T-shirt.
It's a Mustang T-shirt. You'll grow into it, I'm sure.
All right.
Sawyer.
Thanks, Sawyer.
No, it's all right. Welcome back. I just meant Sawyer.